President Donald Trump's decision this weekend to remove a prominent prosecutor whose office is investigating the president's business associates has sparked an outcry from some members of Congress and former U.S. district attorneys. That includes three members of Maine's congressional delegation who say the move raises new questions about whether U.S. Attorney General William Barr is trying to short-circuit those investigations. Steve Missler has more.
Up until his ouster last weekend, Jeffrey Berman had been the U.S. District Attorney for the Southern District of New York, perhaps the most prominent prosecutor in the country. Berman oversaw the investigation and prosecution of Michael Cohen, the longtime personal attorney of President Trump, and later of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was charged with sex trafficking of minors before dying in a Manhattan prison. But Berman was yanked from his post in a sequence of events that began late Friday evening, when U.S. Attorney General William Barr claimed that the New York prosecutor was stepping down, which Berman himself then denied.
The attorney general announced that Jeffrey Berman had stepped down, and then Jeffrey Berman said, no, I didn't. And then, you know, Trump said, I didn't have anything to do with it. And then the attorney general said, yes, it was the president's idea. So, I mean, it's just this mumbo jumbo of, questionable answers.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, says the removal of Berman is troubling for numerous reasons. First is Barr's claim that Berman had quit, followed by the president's assertion that he had no role in the firing. But Pingree and others are concerned that the move against Berman is even more nefarious.
You know, unfortunately, it seems like one more occurrence of the Trump administration attempting to obstruct justice. And, we're unfortunately kind of getting a little bit too used to this.
Pingree is referring to investigations that Berman's office had led into the dealings of Trump associate Rudy Giuliani, a central figure in the Ukraine scandal that ultimately led to the president's impeachment by the Democrat-controlled House and his eventual acquittal by the Republican-led Senate. Giuliani has not been charged with any wrongdoing, but Berman's ouster has raised suspicions that his removal was orchestrated by Barr to protect the president.
There are 93 U.S. attorneys in the United States, and the Justice Department has recently moved to remove two, one in Washington, D.C., and one in New York. And both of them happen to be involved in investigations of the president or the president's associates.
Maine independent U.S. Senator Angus King is referring to Barr's Justice Department intervention in two high-profile cases involving associates of President Trump, interventions that ultimately led prosecutors to resign in protest. King, who voted against Barr's confirmation last year, says Jeffrey Berman's removal should be explained, even if the president is authorized to fire U.S. attorneys as he sees fit. Neither Barr nor President Trump have given a reason for removing Berman, and the president attempted to distance himself from the decision in a Saturday interview with Fox News.
And I don't even know about Giuliani being investigated. You're telling me that. I read that over the last day, but I don't know about Rudy Giuliani being investigated. Investigated for what?
But 2nd District Congressman Jared Golden, a Democrat, in a statement described the White House's removal of Berman as an effort to, quote, impede or block the district attorney's corruption investigations. And he said the move by the White House looked, quote, like the exact kind of corruption and self-dealing they told Americans they would wipe out when they got to Washington, end quote. Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins, who voted to confirm Barr last year, also questioned the timing of Berman's removal in a statement. But she said the promotion of Audrey Strauss as acting U.S. attorney for the New York office is a sign that the office's investigations will proceed without interference. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating Berman's removal and will hold a hearing on Wednesday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.